Middle East and Africa. Iranian politics. Who's in charge? Iranians fear their brittle regime will drag them into war.
Despite its 45-year-old hostility towards the little Satan, Iran had never fired a shot at Israel from its own territory. Instead, the road to Jerusalem went through Karbala, an Iraqi city holy to Shias, said the Islamic Republic's founder, Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini. Hence, he waged war with Iraq. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, Iran's supreme leader since 1989, used its proxies, Hezbollah, a Shia militia in Lebanon, and Palestinian militant groups, Hamas and Islamic Jihad, to hit Israeli targets and avoid direct confrontation. When, in recent years, Israel attacked Iran's nuclear program and its scientists in Tehran, the capital, Mr. Khamenei's advisers called for strategic patience. That has all changed. The salvo of more than 300 drones, crews and ballistic missiles launched at Israel on April 13th heralds a paradigm shift, says Ahmed Dasmalchian, Iran's former ambassador to Lebanon. The firepower stunned many Iranians, far exceeding that used after America assassinated Iran's top general, Qasem Soleimani, in 2020. The head of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, or IRGC, Major General Hossein Salami, has said the regime is now working with a new equation. The era of strategic patience is over, said an advisor to Iran's president on X, formerly Twitter, on April 14th. Foreign pressure partly explains the policy change. Israel has ratcheted up its attacks on Iranian targets throughout the Middle East since the start of the war in Gaza in October. It has killed 18 IRGC commanders and about 250 Hezbollah fighters in attacks on Syria and Lebanon. Israel's airstrike on April 1st proved that Iran's proxies were no longer providing the deterrence on which it has relied for so long. But domestic forces in Iran are also shaping decision-making. For most of his career, Mr. Khamenei relied on gruff conservative pragmatists like himself. Many were commanders in the IRGC, the regime's most powerful fighting force, and ready to work with the West if they thought that would bolster the regime. But more recently, a group of ideological diehards has risen to prominence. They are to Iran what the religious hard right is to Israel. The Peydari Front, or Front of the Stability of the Islamic Revolution, are Shia supremacists who oppose any kind of compromise with anyone inside or outside Iran. They consider any reconciliation with the West such anathema that some of their ilk burnt the text of the JCPOA, the deal Iran signed with seven world powers in 2015 that limited its nuclear program, in Parliament. They liken strategic patience in the face of Israeli attacks to appeasement. Their opponents speak of state capture. Ebrahim Raisi, the hardline cleric elected president in 2021, has given them prominent positions in his government. His father-in-law is perhaps Iran's most radical cleric. His sermons fire up the Peydari's zeal. They tightened their grip on power in parliamentary elections last month after many people boycotted the vote. They have passed new chastity laws. Against the advice of IRGC old-timers, they want to reimpose the mandatory hijab after its de facto suspension following widespread protests in 2022. On the day Iran struck Israel, they sent the morality police back onto the streets after a year-long hiatus. Realists in Iran know that their military hardware is no match for Israel's. Its air force projected regional power under the Shah, but has not been upgraded since then. Its 1960s F-4 American warplanes are no match for Israel's F-35s, the world's most advanced fighter jet. Many of its tanks date back to the 1960s and 1970s. But the Peydari Front sees its earthly battle in divine terms. When you shot arrows at the enemies, you did not shoot. Rather, God did, said the zealots, quoting the Quran after Iran's attack. They pray for a conflagration that could trigger the coming of Imam Zaman, a messianic leader who will inaugurate the end of days. After Iran's strike, their followers celebrated in the streets and distributed sweets. They have plastered Tehran with banners in Hebrew, warning Israelis to stock up on supplies in anticipation of another attack. Pedari clerics have also infiltrated the ranks of the IRGC. The most recent generation of commanders spent their careers attending summer camps run by Pedari clerics, many of whom are also posted to their units. The new generation is more ideological and abrasive, less experienced and less pragmatic, says Saeed Golkar, an expert on the IRGC at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. Unlike earlier generations, they have no memory of the Iran-Iraq war in the 1980s. They use religious texts to devise strategy. Those who don't know war are more eager to fight, he says, quoting an Iranian saying. Mr. Khamenei still calls the shots. His senior commanders say they gave Israel and its allies 3 days' notice of the attack. They signalled when it was over. But some Iranians question the 84-year-old's strength to withstand the Pedari campaign. Under Mr. Raisi, the religious right has purged the civil service of reformists and other naysayers. It has used Israel's continued attacks to marginalise the remaining pragmatists within the regime and to rebuff their calls for restraint. Some claim to welcome the prospect of an Israeli strike on Iranian soil. They reckon it would unite Iranians, a nationalist bunch. But for all its power, the Pedari front's rise may be making the regime more brittle. The gap between Iran's rulers and its subjects grows ever wider. Mr. Raisi is almost as unpopular with his people as Benjamin Netanyahu is in Israel. Many Iranians blame his inexperienced ideologues for crippling the economy. The rial reached a new nadir against the dollar after the April 13th attack. And they fear that their zealotry could drag Iran into all-out war. Such is the antipathy towards them that many view the regime's enemies as friends. Graffiti have appeared, calling for Israeli reprisals. "Hit them, Israel. Iranians are behind you," read one in Tehran. As an Iran watcher noted, Iranians' reaction to an Israeli attack could prove a greater threat to the regime than the attack itself.